Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jana Vetter. She is Miss South Dakota Earth. And Jana, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking some time. So excited to talk to you a little bit. Now, I want to get it out of the way right away. We recently had Miss North Dakota crowned, but Miss Earth and Miss South Dakota Earth, completely separate from that organization, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you are Miss South Dakota Earth. Let's hear a little bit more about this organization and how you decided to run for this platform.
All right. Well, Miss Earth is an organization that works very closely with trying to raise awareness for environmental issues that we have, such as major deforestation problems. And recycling is a really big one that a lot of my sister queens cover. Our organization itself is solely based around that. We really try to get the public involved in more activities and forest and beach cleanups that we hold across the country with my sister queens. We go to different schools and teach kids about recycling. It's all really eco-based.
For sure, yeah. So obviously here you are in North Dakota.
Yes.
Your title is South Dakota. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Yes. So I was originally born in Harvey, awesome. A very small town. And it gets really confusing for people, like you just asked. I'm a North Dakota girl with a South Dakota title.
Right.
So how that kind of comes along is it's an appointed title. South Dakota, for the Miss Earth organization, doesn't have a state pageant, so it's an appointed title.
Okay.
So anybody can represent them. If a girl from Nebraska were to have wanted to be Miss South Dakota, she most certainly could. Anybody can be chosen out of it. I'm not sure how many people signed up for it when I competed over like resumes, how I like to explain it. But I was fortunate enough for them to love how my application looked and get chosen for this amazing opportunity.
Very cool. Well, obviously, you and I talked a little bit here off air, driven for this, and you just love the platform that you're serving. Being eco-friendly and really helping the environment. That seems to be the focus of this Miss Earth and all these different titles. Tell us more about your personal platform.
So my personal platform is called Be the Change, B-E-E, the Change.
Awesome.
I grew up on a dairy farm, so at a very young age, I became very passionate for animals of all sorts.
For sure.
Going to different slaughterhouses and seeing things that I found just absolutely atrocious and terrifying for these animals. From that moment on, I decided, I don't care what happens. I want to be a voice for these animals, farm animals, strays, endangered animals, animals nationwide. I want to be their voice and raise awareness to the public for them that, you know, like these kinds of things are happening. Deforestation has grown in the past years. And not only does that affect us, but that affects our wildlife. We are taking their home away from them, which causes us to lose multiple plant and animal species.
For sure. Yeah. So obviously the goal and the mission, super important. Mm-hmm. And what's even better about this is what a great way to serve this platform, to get involved with it yourself. And growing up around those dairy farms and things, you've seen those things, so you can speak to that. And Jana, you've been doing some things locally, actually. You just got done with the Parks program, kind of spreading that a little bit, right?
I did.
Yeah.
That was tons of fun. I met with the kids yesterday in Leopold Park, and we talked for about 15 to 30 minutes. They had tons of amazing questions. We covered all things from recycling to what you recycle, how it gets recycled, the process of that, as well as volunteering, options for volunteering, whether it be, you know, just helping your mom plant garden.
For sure.
You know, planting a tree, whatever. There's all types of forms of different volunteerism. It doesn't have to be with just a specific organization. And I really like to let the kids know that. I feel like our youth has this image in their head that it has to be through like a certain organization, that you're doing certain types of thing. And that's not really the case at all.
Right. It's them.
Yeah.
Right?
It's anything that you decide. So we talked about that. And then I really focused on global warming because that goes with a huge part of my platform. So with that, when we were all done talking and they were all done asking their questions, we played a super fun game. I'm not sure if you are familiar with the game Magic, but we played that game, but with a twist on it. So every time somebody knew was it, part of the playground had melted, quite like a glacier.
For sure.
So you know, parts of it would fall off and they couldn't use it. It was unusable. It didn't count. It didn't exist. Towards the end, we were all really crammed together in one corner of this playground and they finally got it. Like, this is what it is like in Antarctica where these polar bears and penguins are and losing their ice every single day. Sure. It becomes difficult for them.
It does. Absolutely. And that's just one of the many things you've been doing, Jenny. You've also talked about how you spent a whole week yourself cleaning the environment yourself. You want to tell us a little bit more about that one, too? Yep.
So when I was conducting some research for this and kind of some things that I thought would pop out to more or less our youth, because that's kind of more who I work with is our youth. So I was kind of thinking to myself, like, what would really, like, reach out to these things? If I were a kid that age, what would catch my attention in money? Like, everybody loves money. So I was like, okay, what can you do for the environment to, you know, get money in your pocket?
Exactly. Yeah.
So when I was younger, I collected cans with my grandparents. We would put them in a garbage can. And when we got so many bags full, we took them to the recycling. So I picked a random pasture in the country out of Jamestown.
Yeah.
And said, I'm going to walk this pasture for 1 mile each day for 7 days. By the time I was done with those 7 days, one, my feet were exhausted. They had enough walking.
I'm sure, yeah.
And I got a lot of cans, quite enough to get $55 and some odd cents in my pocket just from picking those cans up.
Yeah. A week, a mile a day.
Yep.
And that's where you end up. And that, I mean, that speaks to both volumes. I'll quick remind everybody, Janet Vetter, Miss South Dakota Earth, joining us right now, speaks to kind of both sides of it. Number one, our environment's disgusting, right?
Yes.
Like, we need to take care of it. But number two, it just goes to show that we can all help out, right?
Yes. It's little things. I've talked to people who are like, you know what, I don't have time to be environmentally healthy. And it's like, well, you really can. Little things like turning off the water when you're brushing your teeth cause a huge difference. We waste about, I want to say, 20 gallons just brushing our teeth. Just 20 gallons of water down the drain from brushing our teeth.
Wow.
So that's one thing. Takes maybe 0.2 to turn off the faucet when you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, just being conscious about that stuff. Yeah.
And if you have a dehumidifier in your house, using the water from that to water your plants is another great way to save water.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea. Wow. So obviously, Jana, you're super excited about that. Being Miss South Dakota Earth, now we're looking forward to the national competition, right?
Yes, I am so excited. I have never traveled before. This is also my first pageant.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have never competed before, so it's really nerve-wracking. I see all my sister queens who have been doing this for years on end, and I'm a newcomer coming in. Luckily, they've all been so helpful to me, and I kind of got the hang of it, but that doesn't make it any less nerve-wracking.
Right, yeah.
So I will be flying out Monday the 25th out of Minneapolis and heading into Vegas, and my activities and events start on the 25th.
Wow, just right as soon as you get there, huh?
As soon as I get there, I have one day to settle in, and it's up and at it early the next morning.
You won't even have time to rest after taking your first flight. That's crazy. We want to support Jana. We want to support what you're doing. And of course, best of luck to you at that. Is there a way they can follow you, like a Facebook page or any way they can follow your journey and everything?
So I actually have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, both at Miss South Dakota Earth. Profile picture is just obviously a picture of me with my sash and my crown. Really hard to miss. So you can go ahead and follow me on those social medias.
Awesome. Okay.
I keep them updated all the time.
Perfect. So. That's the best way to follow you on that and everything. So perfect. Jana, anything else about the Miss Earth program? Being Miss South Dakota Earth, or anything else you want to throw out there just to remind people just to be environmentally friendly, or anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to let everybody know, thank you so much for those who have followed me on my journey so far. I appreciate all the love and support that you guys give me day in and day out. And for those of you who don't know me, go ahead and follow my social medias. They're super informative. I leave lots of tips on how to cut down waste from just day-to-day activities that you do in your everyday life, as well as things that you can do to kind of go more in depth with it.
Perfect. Okay. So. Awesome. So Miss South Dakota Earth, look her up on Instagram and on Facebook, like she said. Jana, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.